The recent accounting problems at the nation's two mortgage giants, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, have some analysts wondering whether the companies are too big and too complex. Fannie Mae said last month it had made a computational mistake in financial statements to the tune of $1.1 billion. Freddie Mac has had troubles of its own and has asked two CEOs to leave this year because of them. Critics say the problems are a warning signal. They worry that the companies, which were created to boost home ownership, pose a potential risk to taxpayers and financial markets. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
You may not have heard of them, but if you've bought a house lately or refinanced your mortgage, chances are good that you've crossed paths with Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac without even knowing it. Fannie and Freddie, as they're known in the market, don't make loans directly to home buyers, but about half of the country's $7 trillion of outstanding mortgage loans have passed through their hands, according to Mark Zandi, chief economist of Economy.com.
Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac do two things. They buy mortgages, so they may buy my mortgage or your mortgage, and they also, secondly, insure mortgages.
That's not homeowners insurance. It's insurance for investors, so that even if you hit hard times and can't pay off your mortgage loan, Fannie and Freddie promise investors that they'll pay it off. The companies have been a success by many measures. Banks, insurance companies, pension funds, university endowments, not to mention central banks of foreign countries, now invest in bonds tied to American mortgages, because the mortgages carry a guarantee of payment by Fannie or Freddie. Economists say mortgage rates are about 0.25% lower than they would be if Fannie and Freddie weren't around. James Bianco of Bianco Research in Chicago says Fannie and Freddie's success has created its own problems.
What's happened with Fannie and Freddie is that, in aggregate, the numbers have run into the many trillions of dollars of securities that they own, securities that they guarantee. They not only pose a risk to their shareholders and their bondholders, they actually pose a risk to the entire financial system.
Bianco says investors and bondholders aren't as vigilant as they should be about the risk that quick changes of interest rates could pose to Fannie and Freddie's mortgage business. He says they believe that because Fannie and Freddie were chartered by Congress, the federal government will bail the companies out if they're ever in trouble. A top White House official voiced similar concerns in a speech last week. The chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers, N. Gregory Mankiw, said Fannie and Freddie have placed a high priority on risk management so far. But Mankiw said their operations are now so big and complex that a small mistake by them in managing risk could have ripple effects throughout the financial system. Louisiana Republican Richard Baker says Americans can't afford that kind of mistake. Baker chairs a House subcommittee that oversees Fannie and Freddie.
Were either of them to have significant financial reversals, it would bring about economic consequences to innocent third parties that would be at unacceptable levels.
Baker says the recent accounting problems at the two companies are a relatively painless signal that the federal government needs to toughen its regulation of them. The Bush administration and many in Congress want to move the company's regulator into the Treasury Department and to set stricter limits on new lines of business the companies can go into. But reining in Fannie and Freddie won't be easy. The companies maintain that they're not risky, that they're well run, and that federal regulators and the financial markets already watch them closely. Most important, they have strong allies in Congress, and they're not shy about using them. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.